Hi, and welcome to BSing Insurance. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we are here to guide you through the world of being an insurance agent and getting into the business.
We're BSing Insurance.
Today, we have an agent on our show. His name is Steven. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So we want to kind of go over different agents' experiences in the business because maybe their experience might resonate with you and it might be somebody you want to team up with down the road. So we're going to kind of start here with Steven. Steven, where are you located?
So I am from Spring Hill, Florida.
Where is Spring Hill, Florida, if somebody was asking?
So roughly 45 minutes north of Tampa. It's one of the fastest growing counties, I would say, in Florida.
What county is Spring Hill in? What counties do you service?
So it's in Hernando County. Closest counties to it, Citrus, Sumter, Pasco County, but mostly Citrus, Hernando, Pasco.
Awesome. And what products do you currently sell in the insurance business?
Anything health, life, annuity related, Medicare, ACA.
Awesome. It's kind of everything, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for homeowners and auto. You don't do homeowners and auto, do you?
No. Kind of glad I don't.
We're going to get a couple homeowners and auto agents on the show here pretty soon. So we'll be able to explore that area. So what did you do before you got into the insurance business?
So a funny thing, actually ran a bowling center.
Really?
Yeah.
How many years did you do that for?
Well, family owned bowling center back in the 80s, 90s, sold it. We got back in. So we'll say from 2013 all the way until 2023.
Awesome. Yeah.
Question about that. So the pins getting set up, is there like munchkins behind the scenes that's dropping them down? Like how does it all work? It seems rather complicated.
So depending on what system you have, now they have strings, but the old school, it's pretty, everything's mechanical. There's a feeder that comes right, we'll call it a wheel, comes off the wheel into the feeder and then drops them right in.
So there's no guy back there throwing a ball back down for me or anything like that?
Maybe back in 1950.
Yeah, maybe like 60, 70 years ago. They've evolved since then.
In 2025.
In 2025, there's a robot.
Hey, our bowling alley got wiped out by Hurricane Ian, and we just were in there like 2 weeks ago, and it is so nice, and it is not like it used to be. So we're up to this century here locally.
Pretty nice
now. Oh, so my age-old question is, who and what got you into the insurance business?
You know, that's a couple different answers to that. Honestly, the main reason I'm in insurance is relating to my grandfather. He passed away in 2020. And, you know, unfortunately, somebody had flipped him from a supplement to an Advantage plan. And that particular Advantage plan was, we'll say, denying some claims. So there was a lot of out-of-pocket cost to him. Had he known what I know, he would have never switched.
Yeah.
Never.
We see that so much. We saw that so much. So did you just actively look for an insurance license and someplace to work? Or did somebody recruit you? Or
so, again, you know, when he passed, family was looking at selling the center. When they finally did, obviously I was out of work.
Yep.
So I had to look for something.
There you go.
And lo and behold, you know, I had a reason for, you know, looking at insurance because I had a past history and knowledge that what happened to him. So kind of did a little digging and here I am.
Awesome. That's a good story. You always randomly, like for me, I got recruited by a big group off Monster. I had no clue about anything about insurance. So I had no backstory. All the stories I have are from being in the business. but met a lot of agents that have the stories outside, you know, of being an agent and getting into the business. And I think that's just awesome because you're always going to you have that background and what it feels like to be that victim of a bad agent. So you'll make sure that you'll never do that to anybody ever again.
Never.
Okay. So this podcast normally is for agents that are newer. So expectations versus realities. I say that a lot on this podcast. So what do you think, like, expectation wise getting into the business and then realities of the business? Give me some insight on that.
Especially when you first started, like the promises made versus the promises, what you actually seen.
You know, you see everyone, especially coming in, you see everyone making big bucks. You see them driving nice cars, you know, doing all these lavish things. And the reality is they put time, effort, you know, you have to work to get there. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It takes, you know, a lot of time, dedication, and you got to work to get it. It's not something that's just going to fall in your lap. The people aren't going to just pick up the phone and call you. You've got to get to them somehow, some way. It's unfortunately that's I wish it was so much easier, but you know, the reality of it is you have to create your own destiny, so to speak.
Exactly. I know I got in. Steven's background is very similar. We don't use company names here at BSE Insurance, but came from the same upline that originally recruited me. And
is
I
that,
remember.
Is that where you started to? Like you were.
Yes.
So that was the first stop.
First experience. Yeah. But I remember them telling me, oh, you're going to be a manager day one because you have a bachelor's degree. And, oh, you're going to make six figures like your first year easy, which 100% guys, if you're listening, you can. But it's the exception typically because the first year you're a baby agent. You're learning your products. You're learning how to get out there and talk to people. You make a lot of mistakes and that's okay. But expectations versus reality. So I always tell people.
What did they tell you to get you in the door?
They didn't have to tell me much. I'll be honest with you. The fact that they helped get the licensing, give me the training, that was enough for me. Because I didn't know what I didn't know at the time. And just the fact that they were willing to take that chance on me, that was, we'll say, the deciding factor. But I didn't really shop around at the time.
Yeah.
Now that you know they'll take anybody with a pulse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of, most uplines are like that. If you have a license and you have a good background, they're like, we'll try you out. So
true.
It's the way it works. So
obviously national brokerage that you were at, and they're all most, especially all over the Southeast. And they're all, you know, kind of run a little bit differently. So from your experience with that, would you say that the people who recruited you, were they honest, like 100% with what to expect whenever you came in?
Not 100%. Once they got you through the door, then the tune changed. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, it was, we'll call it a little misleading. However, would I trade it? No. At this point, no.
Yeah.
No. You know, it got me into the business and I'm here now. I'm here to stay. So
yeah, that's everything. Well, like I've said on here too, they got me in and I knew nothing about Medicare, and I lasted a full 2 months, 3 months, maybe the most. It was a Sunday mandatory dial session. They told me about Saturday night. Where I was like, you know what? You guys can take the dial session and go fly a kite. I am no longer with y'all. But and then I got a job being a broker like 2 days later, so which I'm so happy. But I was so happy from that experience because they taught me how to sell med subs. They taught me everything about Medicare supplement. Couldn't sell any of them because they were so darn expensive back in those days. You didn't experience that because you came in way after. But ours were like $60 more than anybody else in the market. So it was like impossible. But I learned that, you know, seniors really needed somebody good. Seniors needed somebody they could trust. You could go in the home. You're not going to steal from them. You're going to guide them the right way. Like they're your grandparents, like they're your parents. insurance. And yeah, that's what kept me in the business. You know, I always tell people, I was just joking the other night, we're having dinner with one of the main owners of our FMO that we work with. I was like, this was supposed to be a temporary job. I got in this as a temporary part-time thing, and I'm here 15 years later, you know, so it's crazy. Okay, so it's January 2025. We're talking about goals. So for you, what's your like number one or two goal you think for 2025?
Ooh,
I know it's a hard question because it encompasses so much.
It is. I mean, you know, honestly, I want to help as many people as I can. And, you know, a lot of people will set number targets, financial targets. Mm-hmm. I have a weekly target that I try to hit, try and get out to so many people. As long as I get to those people and hit that target, then I know I will hit my yearly goal. Yep. It's just a matter of making sure that I do it on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
Yeah. That's actually what I did. I had a weekly goal.
Yeah.
You know, I had a weekly goal. I had a set amount of money I had to make every week. And if I hadn't made it by Saturday, I'd be working on Saturdays. That's just what I did, you know? And some weeks were a lot better than others. And I think there was only maybe a few weeks I actually didn't hit my goal. It's so far ago. But I like the weekly goals. I'm a big weekly goal fan. And it keeps you to being honest with yourself, right?
What is your goal? Like a certain amount of appointments or a certain amount of production or phone calls, or how do you set your goal?
So, you know, I used to do so many phone calls, so many door knocks. I know compliance is a big thing now with certain aspects. Mm-hmm. So as long as I can get in front of so many people, and I say get in front of, so we'll say appointments, but have the opportunity to try and help them. That's the biggest thing, because it's getting in front of people that I think most insurance, you know, especially being new, most insurance agents struggle with. You know, A, they're afraid to door knock, or they're afraid to dial. There's always that what if. Mm-hmm. If they were to just get in and do it, I think a lot of those what ifs go away, because a lot of the people that we come in contact with, they want the help, they need the help, and they're waiting for someone to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They are. But you don't get it by sitting at home waiting for them to call you either.
Not at all.
It's a fine line, right? It's a fine line. Last question. Advice mm-hmm. to anyone thinking of getting into the business. So they're thinking about it, or maybe they got their license already and they haven't picked an upline. What would your biggest piece of advice to them would be?
Create a plan. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a plan in place as far as, and it goes hand in hand with the goals. What your needs are, what you need to get out of it on, whether it be a monthly, weekly, and how you're going to get there. Because if you don't create that plan and you don't know how to get there, then how do you expect to attain your mm-hmm. weekly, monthly goals?
Yep. Exactly. And I know a lot of agents that listen to the podcast too, they're trying to find the right upline. You know, they're trying to find what fits for them the best, you know, and I think with those goals, you have to think about like your work-life balance and what their restrictions or their schedules for you look like, right? Because not everyone has the same, right?
It's yes. So it's difficult. Like myself, 5 kids at home, so we're
busy.
You know, we struggle. It's definitely a difficult balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 kids go to 4 different schools, so you know we have to divide
and conquer. I promise.
It's to say it's easy, it's not, but you mm-hmm. have to make the time in order to get to where you want to go.
Yep. Yeah, you got to treat it like a business. You got to treat it like a business. And I'm telling agents this all the time. If you open a lawn care business, or if you go and become a nail tech or a barber or whatever it is, you got to put that time in. You got to put time in.
Absolutely.
It doesn't come. It doesn't come easy. So if an agent wants to get hold of you, Steven, how would they get hold of you?
So the easiest way, obviously, is phone or email.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 352-737-0942. Email, my first name, Steven, at sbginsurancegroup.com.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. And if you guys need to get hold of him, either contact him there or contact us, and we will get you in front of Steven. So with that, have a great one, guys, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.